We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, Earth-protecting viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television.
Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. For all hot bird viewers, Supreme Master Television has changed transponders. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new transponder, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Hot bird at 13 degrees east, transponder 155, frequency 11,604 MHz. Polarization horizontal, symbol rate 27,500, FEC 5 over 6. Please refer to suprememastertv.com/satellite. We will cease to air on the old hot bird transponder starting August 18, 2010. After this date, Supreme Master Television will air only on the new transponder. So please tune in to Supreme Master Television on the new hot bird transponder at your earliest convenience. Our usual worldwide satellite coverage is in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6, in England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835, in Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, in Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band, in the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, in Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, in North America, Galaxy 19, in Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 74 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, Channel 40 in Limbe and Omfarong on CSET, Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 in Bouwe on Medium Network Service or MNS, and Channel 23 in Kumba on CIET Kumba.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Beavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASU Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. En localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company, and Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. En Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In localidad Fontibón, in localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, and in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holitel.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Tomoa SAA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Douliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47. Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotot, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Genti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations promotes tea drinking. In animal welfare news, an American state builds bridges to save endangered squirrels. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 21st, is Belgium's National Day, honoring Prince Leopold of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, becoming the first king of Belgium in 1831. Between the Netherlands and France, and adjacent to the North Sea, this Western European country is home to the Grand Place, a United Nations educational, scientific, and cultural organization World Heritage Site. It is the remarkable central square of Brussels and reflects a mixture of artistic and architectural styles. Another World Heritage Site is the historic center of Bruges, which is the birthplace of the School of Flemish Primitive Painting. Continuing to show their caring concern for the planet, residents in Ghent, Belgium celebrated the one-year anniversary of their Thursday Veggie Day in May 2010. We wish all Earth-loving Belgians a celebrative National Day.
Fly News storms hit Puerto Rico and Honduras. On Saturday afternoon, July 17, a tornado touched down in Mayagüez, Puerto Rico, injuring at least 5 people. Numerous vehicles were destroyed and other structures damaged, including the Olympic Stadium. The injured were hospitalized and are in stable condition. Meanwhile, Honduras Permanent Contingency Commission maintained an alert for 8 departments on Sunday, July 18, after heavy rains which caused landslides and damaged homes. In Tegucigalpa, several structures destroyed in a landslide caused 5 people to become buried, all of whom were rescued alive. Fire Department spokesman Oscar Trimenio stated, "What is important is that there has been no fatality and material things can be replaced. Our earnest appreciation, Honduran and Puerto Rican officials, for your caring assistance and safety measures for the affected residents. Wishing everyone a soon regaining of the comfort of daily life as we strive to restore the fragile balance of our planet through caring respect for all beings."
Rains disrupt lives in northern India and Nepal. Widespread downpours pummeled the Indian state of Uttar Pradesh beginning Sunday, July 18th, claiming at least 20 lives in rain-related incidents. The state capital of Lucknow was heavily affected by rains, with waist-deep water in some places from the 131 millimeters that had fallen in just 24 hours. District magistrates sounded flood alerts in several regions as rivers swelled toward danger levels.
Meanwhile, incessant downpours over the past weekend in neighboring Nepal have caused the Takuri stream to swell and breach its banks. 32 homes have been washed away and more than a dozen destroyed, with around 150 people rendered homeless in Dharan. On Sunday, Dharan's chief executive officer, Rajendra Kumar Paudel, and other municipal personnel visited to assess the damage, where they pledged immediate assistance to the area, as well as preventative measures to keep the same situation from repeating. "Many thanks, Chief Paudel and personnel in India, for your quick response to alleviate this dire situation. With our deep condolences to all who have lost loved ones, we pray that lives are soon restored to regularity and that such weather extremities subside through our more considerate kindness toward each other and the ecosphere."
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. "Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice."
U.S. contributes to comprehensive projects in Pakistan. On Monday, July 19, visiting U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton announced an initial donation of $500 million to help the country with the more immediate development of water, energy, and other services. A total $7.5 billion in assistance is planned for the next 5 years, with funding for 26 projects that include development of much-needed electricity through such avenues as wind and solar energy generation, hospital renovations, and healthcare programs to prevent disease, and support for small and medium-sized businesses. Addressing Pakistani dignitaries, Secretary Clinton said, "We want to help you drive economic growth and prosperity, strengthen your democratic government institutions, and expand access to the tools of opportunity. Many thanks and heaven bless Your Excellency and United States for your generous support of peaceful development in Pakistan. May the people of both nations prosper in shared fulfillment and friendship."
United Nations hosts 18th International AIDS Conference. Commencing on Sunday, July 18th in Vienna, Austria, the week-long meeting is bringing together 20,000 delegates to discuss ways to achieve goals of maximizing access to treatment for HIV/AIDS, as well as ending discrimination for the disease, in addition to preventing new infections and ultimately eliminating all HIV fatalities. The World Health Organization announced progress in HIV/AIDS treatment, with the number of people who are able to receive medication increasing 12-fold since 2003. Researchers also reported on possible solutions to help curb infection risks in Africa. Attending participant former U.S. President Bill Clinton also made a call for nations to continue funding AIDS programs, as well as to make it easier for individuals to donate for research and other advancements. Our accolades, United Nations World Health Organization, former President Clinton, and all delegates for your commitment to the noble goal of eliminating the suffering and loss of this disease. Blessed be such efforts in bringing health and vitality to individuals and families worldwide.
Serbian and Croatian leaders achieve new level of bilateral cooperation. Croatian President Ivo Josipovic was welcomed for his first official visit to the Serbian capital of Belgrade this week, meeting with President Boris Tadic. Their discussions continued the forward progress the countries have made since a first meeting held in March. Their time together this week concluded with a commitment from both sides to find solutions for issues dealing with refugees and other matters as they pursue a shared goal of European Union membership. The two leaders also expressed support for the formation of a regional soccer league, following the model of one that already exists for basketball, which brings together players from both countries in friendly sportsmanship. President Josipovic affirmed, "Peace and stability in the region is a shared goal. We must follow a policy of cooperation and dialogue. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellencies, on your cordial meeting and advancements for your countries. May your renewed relations foster harmonious unity among all fellow Serbian and Croatian citizens."
Spain welcomes a new loving hut. The European country now has two loving hut locales after the recent inauguration of another vegan eatery. Nestled in the beautiful city of Madrid, the most recent loving hut branch attracts numerous customers with its clean, modern atmosphere.
Hola, estamos aquí en Madrid inaugurando Loving Hut Madrid, primer restaurante vegano. Hemos invitado a una degustación a toda la gente que veis. Y la comida vegana está buenísima y queremos invitaros a todos a que la probéis.
La comida me parece, además de original, muy rica también. O sea, muy sana al ser vegana, ¿no?
Me parece un restaurante súper acogedor, muy tranquilo y la comida nos ha gustado mucho.
Nos es encantadora.
The restaurant is part of the fastest growing vegan fast food chain in the world, supported by Supreme Master Ching Hai's vision of providing delicious cruelty-free cuisine at affordable prices. In addition to serving eco-friendly meals, Loving Hut strives to use organic ingredients and also recycles or composts materials whenever possible.
Creo que realmente es muy importante que nos brinden la posibilidad de un alimento que sea respetuoso con el medio ambiente y sobre todo con los animales. Esto realmente está muy bien.
Nos vamos a volver porque aquí se está de maravilla y luego que todo está muy bueno.
Hip hip hooray, Loving Hut on a successful opening in Madrid, Spain. Our appreciation to Supreme Master Ching Hai for the compassionate dining concept of Loving Hut International. With such easily accessible vegan foods to delight the palate, let us all be veg, go green to save the planet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Greek journalist gone too soon. In the early hours of Monday, July 19, the life of Sokrati Goilia was suddenly taken at the young age of 37 as he succumbed to gunshot wounds in front of his Athens home. Mr. Goilia, who was married with a young child, was the director of the radio station Thema 98.9 FM and administrator of a widely read and highly popular online blog, Troctiko, which had pursued a mission of reporting truthful news that included exposing political and financial corruption and scandals. Condolences for the incident, which has shocked the nation, have poured in from fellow journalists, political party leaders, government spokespersons, and dignitaries, such as Parliament President Philippos Peschanikos. We join in sending our sincere sympathies to the family, friends, and associates of Mr. Sokratis Goilia, whose honest and expressive voice will surely be missed. May his soul rest tranquilly in the everlasting peace and love of the divine.
Save our planet. Accelerated Greenland melt linked to warming oceans. The loss of a nearly 4.5 square kilometer expanse of ice in a single day from Greenland's Jakobshavn Isbray Glacier is a warning sign of increasing water temperatures, according to researchers at the U.S. National Aeronautic and Space Administration, or NASA. The detachment of the huge piece of ice caused the ocean to effectively move 1.6 kilometers further inland, a point more interior than what has ever been previously observed. The Jakobshavn Isbray Glacier, which has seen drastic ice losses since 2001, is believed to be the largest factor in northern hemispheric sea level rise.
We're going to fly a couple of the NASA airplanes in Greenland.
Thomas Wagner, cryospheric program scientist at NASA, noted that this recent event occurred just after an Arctic winter season in which no ice had formed in the surrounding waters. He commented, while the exact relationship between these events is being determined, it lends credence to the theory that warming of the oceans is responsible for the ice loss observed throughout Greenland and Antarctica. NASA scientists previously observed that West Greenland's glaciers are melting 100 times faster at points beneath the ocean than on their above-ground surfaces, saying that the likely explanation for this discrepancy is warming ocean water.
Dr. Wagner and other National Aeronautic and Space Administration experts, we thank you for these observations that further reveal the predicament of our fragile biosphere. May we all act now in effective ways to cool and restabilize our shared planetary home.
Conveying her ever-present concern for all beings, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke during a lecture given in France in December 2007 about addressing the dire situation caused by such conditions as accelerated polar ice melt.
The climate is warming quicker than they predict. That's the problem. You see, because when one thing warm, it makes another thing warm. And then, because like this, if the ocean is warm, then it melts the ice. Because when the ice is there, it reflects the heat. And so the ocean is less warm. But now the ocean is warm enough to melt the ice. And so there's nothing to reflect the heat. And therefore the ocean is warmer. So that's why they could not calculate it well. And so it keeps warming faster than they think. So in that case, if the government or everyone don't do anything, then that's it.
Do whatever you can to save the planet, like go out with the alternative living and tell people to eat vegetarian, tell people plant trees, spare some with the electricity, water, whatever. But that is not much. the government has to do something. You know, they have to stop it altogether. If it were up to me, I forbid everybody to eat meat. Stop immediately.
Save Our Planet. Sirius ancient wells provide new water solution. With tens of thousands of residents who have had to flee their homes in recent times due to extreme and prolonged drought, a recent collaboration between the Syrian government, the United Nations and the Spanish Development Agency has provided much-needed water to some 18,000 people.
After identifying 95 ancient Roman and Arab wells constructed 2,000 years ago, a project created for their rehabilitation has been successful in restoring 35 thus far. The resulting increase in water capacity has already improved the quality of life for residents by allowing them to stay in their traditional homes and not have to move to urban areas in search of new livelihoods. 95 of these ancient wells have been surveyed in total for possible rehabilitation, which involves cleaning, widening and deepening wells, analyzing water quality, and then transferring management to local officials and communities.
Bravo Syria, Spanish Development Agency and the United Nations Development Program for implementing such a remarkable innovation. May your project continue to successfully blend the intelligence of our ancestors with the needs of today, as we all strive to live in greater harmony with nature.
Save Our Planet. U.S. researchers report the climate-warmed waters have caused a 30% decline in the Red Sea's reef-building coral, Dipolastria heliophora, with forecasts of a complete halt in growth by 2070 if these conditions continue.
Save Our Planet. As part of China's commitment to lowering carbon emissions, the Hongqiao high-speed rail station in Shanghai now features a comprehensive new solar energy generation system, one of the largest of its kind in the world.
Save Our Planet. In accordance with Azerbaijan's 2010 Year of Ecology Initiative, the government announces plans to improve journalists' knowledge and awareness of environmental issues and protection by hosting a journalists' ecology school.
I'm Rangu the orangutan. My nutritious plant-based diet contains no animal products. I'm glad to share a tip with you today from Supreme Master Ching Hai. So close a while, half hour in soapy water to make hand wash easy. Save all washing water for cleaning the floor, porch, balcony rail, etc. Many thanks, much love, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for this eco easy wash tip. Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for tuning in, and now for the weather around the globe.
The Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association news from New Zealand. Today's Choice, Tomorrow's Life was held in Wellington. It was an event organized by our association members to raise awareness about the benefits of veganism and its vital role as a solution to climate change. Participants from various parts of New Zealand joined our association members to meet outside the country's parliament buildings. Holding placards and banners encouraging being veg to save the planet, they showed support for widespread transition to the plant-based lifestyle. Speakers at the event included Greater Wellington Regional Councillor Paul Bruce, a meat-free advocate, and Dr. Jeffrey Masson, an international best-selling author of books on the emotional lives of animals.
Not only can we be vegan, we thrive when we're vegans. We really do. It's quite amazing. So we get to make that choice. So really there is nothing more important than anybody who cares about our planet can do than to become a vegan.
Our association member, who is a medical doctor, also discussed the far-reaching effects of our food choices. Vegetarian musician Mr. Paul Seymour enriched the gathering with a selection of songs promoting the plant-based lifestyle. In addition, a letter was addressed to the Prime Minister, the Honourable John Key, and copied to all members of Parliament calling on the government to take action to stop global warming. We send our gratitude to Councillor Paul Bruce, Dr. Jeffrey Masson, Mr. Paul Seymour and all supporters of this important occasion. May the planet-protecting vegan diet soon be adopted by each global citizen to preserve our treasured world.
In world news, the United Nations encourages tea drinking. The Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, has stated that farmers in tea-producing nations can increase their incomes and therefore enhance food security by improving markets for the beverage. The FAO advocated that tea be more widely promoted in the grower's home country. In addition, it was recommended that information on the health benefits of tea be made known to greater extent abroad. The example of Kenya, one of the world's largest producers of tea, was cited. It was stated that the nation's earnings from tea exports are sufficient to support the cost of the country's food imports. Our thankfulness, Food and Agriculture Organization, for highlighting some of the potential of this popular drink to improve food supply. May individuals throughout the world have an abundance of nutritious plant-based nourishment for a vibrant future for ourselves and our planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, the Arizona Department of Transport in the USA builds bridges to save endangered squirrels. We're going to thank God for all the diversity on our planet. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. More pleasant news when we return.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News. Amiable news for a considerate world. In animal welfare news, an American state builds bridges to save rare squirrels. The Arizona Department of Transportation has allocated $400,000 to construct canopy crossing bridges to protect the precious Mount Graham red squirrels from traffic. It is estimated that there are only 250 of the severely endangered squirrels in the world, all living on this mountain in the city of Tucson. Similar bridges were created in Florida, USA, and in Australia and have had positive results. Our sincere appreciation, Arizona Department of Transportation, for your caring action. May our delightful squirrel friends thrive in safety in a verdant and sustainable ecosphere.
Time for some lighthearted humor with joke of the day told in Slovenian entitled The Hiker.
Kmet v starem in zdelanem tovornjaku se peli v mesto, ko zagleda opo štoparja, ki nosi težak nahrbtnik in velik ovčok. Ker je bil dober po srcu, ustavi in vpraša mladega moža, ali potrebuje prevoz. Kljub temu, da je tovornjak izgledal, kot da bo vsak čas razpadal, položi na denic svoj kovček v kabino in zleze noter. Čez nekaj časa kmet zmeden opazi, da ima mož še vedno oprta na hrbtnik. Zakaj ne snameš prtljage, sine, in jo odložiš zadaj s kovčkom? Vpraša kmet. Štopar odgovori. Zares prijazno od vas, gospod, vendar nisem bil prepričan, ali bi lahko tovornjak prenesel dodatno težo, zato sem mislil, da ga bom raje nesel kar sam.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
سلام. ما به تازگی بیننده کانال شما شدیم چون زیرنویس فارسی دارد و بسیار آموزنده و مفید می باشد. آرزو داریم که روز به روز موفق تر باشید. سپهر از کرج، ایران.
Gracious Sapir, we are happy to hear you are enjoying Supreme Master Television. thank you for your good wishes. Our warmest regards to you and the kind people of Iran with Allah's great blessings.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your heart rejoice in the love of the Divine.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Dutch Foreign Minister Maxime Jacques Verhagen and Venezuelan Foreign Minister Nicolas Maduro announce their successful resolution of airspace issues as they go on to plan for several cooperative ventures between Venezuela and the Dutch Antilles.
Commemorating the second anniversary of tourism opening between Formosa or Taiwan and mainland China, six new Chinese regions are added to the now 25 provinces and municipalities whose citizens may travel to Formosa.
In celebration of the annual European Capital of Culture event, Germans convert a 60-kilometer stretch of the busy A40 motorway in the Ruhr Valley region into a giant outdoor festival where thousands of performers showcase local culture.
The U.S. Defense Department confirms that two detainees, one Algerian and one Syrian national, are being freed from the U.S.-run Guantanamo Bay facility to travel to Algeria and Cape Verde, respectively.
Jordan's Minister of Health, Nayef Al-Fayez, and Romanian Ambassador to Jordan, Radu Onofre, meet to discuss cooperative ventures in the fields of healthcare between their countries.
A 1,000-square-kilometer geological park along the Alpine border between Slovenia and Austria is being launched to protect natural and cultural heritage, as well as enhance the two countries' collaboration.
Saudi Arabia's youth participate in the scientific camp in Tunisia, during which knowledge in environmental and scientific fields is exchanged.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas speaks via the telephone with International Quartet Committee envoy Tony Blair, representing the US, UN, Europe, and Russia, regarding resumed Palestinian-Israeli negotiations.
A European Union report shows continued expansion in the organic farming sector over the past decade, with an average growth rate of 7.4% per year.
Israeli medical specialists in plastic surgery and burns from the Sheba Medical Center travel to Democratic Republic of Congo to treat residents injured in a recent fuel tanker explosion.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.